The Cape Breton Eagles hockey team is warning businesses about a scam where people are asking vendors and sponsors for money using the team's name. The manager of the Canadian Hockey League team says some people have been duped after receiving correspondence by the fraudsters. Joey Haddad says they used a staff member's name and a fake email address while offering business deals and promotional partnerships. Haddad tells Coast Radio some of them, unfortunately, have been tricked into sending money transfers.
I'm hearing certain vendors, transferring $150, a couple of those. We had one today. The company actually sent us $195, and we reached out just wondering why they sent us money. And they then backed it up with the email correspondence, and it was just, I don't know if it was due diligence on their part or if they forgot what the email was and they looked it up online and then sent it to, you know, info@capebretoneagles.com instead of this scam AOL.
Haddad says one of the targeted businesses even showed up for a meeting at the Eagles head office after an elaborate scheme to convince the victim their proposal was legitimate.
Yesterday, we had two vendors show up for a fake 10 o'clock meeting. That's really where all of this came to light, that there was a scam going on. When they came to the office and said, hey, I'm here for the 10 o'clock vendor meeting. And none of us kind of knew what they were referring to. They showed us some email correspondence. We recognized right away that that's not any of our emails.
Haddad says he wants the business community to know if they see an email with an AOL extension, it should be deleted immediately. And he says the police are investigating.
They're going to keep us informed on an, you know, as needed basis. And at the end of the day, all I've expressed to the CBRM police services is that we want to do right by the vendor. So the best way we can support right now is to get a case file open. So if they need to talk with their insurance providers, everything is legit. Everything is an open case right now.
Haddad says technology is advancing and the scammers are getting more and more tools to fool people these days, and many people have been affected in one way or another.
With the technology out there today and everything that's going on in our fast-paced digital technical world, not everybody's caught up to speed on, you know, the tricks of the trade. And unfortunately, these things do happen. I think everybody on an individual basis has some sort of a story where they were fooled or duped or scammed or caught up in an unfortunate situation.
Coast Radio isn't able to connect with any of the affected businesses. Haddad says because of privacy concerns, he can't release any of the names. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.